Oh my God, this smells so good.
What? Smells?
Yes, it just smells like oil.
This?
Mm-hmm.
How? Oh, it's been in my bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. Javen Starnes mentioned you in their story.
Oh, did I?
Cool. You did.
Eating my this pizza. Might be like a bonus part of like the podcast we ordered. Like almost like feel like it ends and then
40.1.
Huh?
Episode 40.1.
I don't know if we'll make it a separate episode or not. Anyways, okay, so I'll start with the Kingdom Boundaries thing. So I mentioned this in the podcast, another podcast one time, but Tanner, my friend, he's talking about it's the four Kingdom Boundaries. They teach it in
Bethel. I listened
to it. Yeah, did you? Okay.
I did.
It was kind of like a, it was like half a podcast because like it literally like we were in the car.
It was, yeah.
And turn
it was a vlog, was right? Like, it wasn't. Oh, no. You were in the
it
car.
It was like we were talking and I just like.
I think you Instagram storied it first and then you were like tune in to the.
I
to
don't
hear
know,
the rest,
I remember
something
I
like
put
that.
My voice recorder on my phone and just sat it in the cup holder. But like, okay, they teach it in Bethel. It's not in the Bible, so it's if anything, it should just help you. But it's called the Four Kingdom Boundaries, and they consist of sleep, like hunger, food, communication, like socializing, and stress. Right, and so like, I need to preface the conversation. So we're talking about like. Pornography and stuff and like debating like is it wrong because like does it says in the Bible like does it say in the Bible no it technically doesn't say that in the Bible and like okay Victoria what's kind of your actually I need to finish what I was saying first
because I think that people need to know where our conversation started as to why you brought up Bethel
true so go back to that and
right
then I'll tag off afterwards.
So we ended our podcast earlier and I was just like I had heard Javen talk about his struggle with pornography but I didn't know and so I asked and to hear that it was still like kind of recent not kind of recent you know and it's
I mean that's
2 years
my
know?
Mom will find out about this on the podcast
okay
she'll what will happen she'll listen to it and then she'll like at some point be like she'll like come up to me and it's gonna be awkward but yeah. Anyways, continue.
Well, I love you, Jenny, and I'm sorry.
Hey, she did too, so whatever. Not her. I'm talking about you. Mom did. I don't want to. They didn't even have that.
Okay. Anyways. So, well, I asked because he willingly talked about it, so that, you know, whatever. It wasn't like I introduced him to porn or whatever. But.
I'm trying to think how.
How do people even find out about. I don't. I remember the first time I watched it. It was a VHS. Hello.
Are you serious?
30 years old. It was. It was at my friend Sam's house.
See, that's so much. That's so inconvenient.
It just. I mean, I watched it and I was like, oh, this is weird. But I have seen crazy stuff in my life. I have watched people have sex right in front of me.
Never done that.
I mean, I don't recommend it. Yeah, I've seen crazy stuff. But. Anywho, like, so, I just asked, you know, about your struggles.
That's
and
transparency,
and,
y'all.
Yeah, God. I mean, it is. People don't talk about the sin. They just talk about the grace. And the conversation, the grit, the nitty gritty.
But it's also about confessing your sins is what
that's
actually
right.
helps you get over the sin.
That's right. Totally. I feel so free that I don't have anything on my plate anymore. Oh, my gosh. It's anywho.
I feel like in every person that you actually confess your sins to, it brings you closer.
Well, and it lessens the sin almost. It just is like, okay, just a, I mean, Josh
not
and
to
I,
say like, hey, I'm going to have sex and I'm going to tell people, but okay, it's okay. But like,
right. No. But
the burden.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Josh and I, not because our marriage sucks or anything, but we were in couples counseling just because it's good to have an outside perspective.
Agreed.
Like
always.
So
always.
I didn't mention that earlier, but it has been the best thing for us. I mean, and in that space is when I really felt like I could talk about the things that I had done to people outside of my husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just, not that I want to shout it from the rooftops, but the sin, it slowly just, the significance of it just lessens more and more and more. So pornography.
What has been your experience with it?
I watched it a lot. I don't know. I mean, Josh was deployed for a year. I mean, like, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Josh bought me a Josh.
Josh Jr. Actually, it's probably Josh Grande.
So, I mean, like, not that I like needed porn, but you know, it like helps.
A year. Now that I think about it, what did my mom do for a year?
Because
dad was employed a year. Mom. Mm. Good old Jenny.
Mm.
I can't see her. I just can't.
Probably nothing. Probably nothing, was a strong woman of God and was amazing. And
she probably just
like
read her Bible every time she got. Yeah.
Probably.
You go, Mom.
And that's what you should do, everybody. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so Josh bought a Josh and. I mean,
I love that.
Like, I don't know. And then it kind of like became almost like foreplay kind of like even when Josh got home, like sometimes we would just, I mean, it would be on and it would like kind of get us going a little bit or whatever. Like, I mean,
I love it.
I mean, our sex is wild. Like
good.
Our sex is wild.
I mean, I've never had sex come close to it. Really close to it.
I don't know. I just like,
I feel like mine will be too.
Yeah. And it will be. When you're with the right person.
It will be.
It will be.
Yeah.
Claim it. Hashtag eat your broccoli.
I did some weird stuff. Hashtag eat your broccoli. If you know what that means, you're an OG. And yeah, I'm going to say. Yeah. Just, all right. Continue.
So it just kind of like became, you know, I mean, we would watch it sometimes. And then like Josh is like ideal like turn on thing would be if like I was watching porn, I was pleasuring myself, and he would like randomly walk in like not knowing it, and he would be like, oh, I'm gonna finish this, like that's like his
yes. Man,
that's his dream.
I salute you, Josh.
So I mean,
he stuck his fist up. He said yes.
This cannot get aired anywhere. Okay, I mean, if it does, whatever. It shouldn't get aired.
The thing is, okay, so I listened to a podcast recently. Okay, this is going to sound weird. It's called the Mommy Daddy Time Podcast. And it's literally a husband and wife. They're youth pastors. They have kids. So, like, after the kids go to bed, they have mommy and daddy time, and they record a podcast. Really, really cool concept. Anyways, they had this girl on, and she's, like, out in California and does, like, this. Their whole thing is, like, the whole, like, revolution about just like having the conversation about sex, about porn.
Oh, well,
about,
people don't talk about sex. Just totally. Let's, if we cut porn out of this conversation totally and just talked about sex, people do not talk about it enough. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
Every single, I do not care who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You are having sex, whether it be premarital, which I don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that was my story, but it's not. Or it be, you know, once you're married with the person that you're supposed to be with. Either way, like, I learned this in couples counseling too. Like, me and Josh,
see,
we were
go.
Almost like, we would be like, you know, we like crave, you know, this and that. And our counselor, like, they were like, sex. You like sex.
Yeah.
You want sex. And I'm like,
you
yes!
Gotta, like, desensitize, like, you gotta
yeah.
bring... This, but all that being said, I was talking about you don't want to be aired, but like these are the conversations that need to be aired.
Sure. And you're right. And I know that. And
I mean, I know, like, we're getting pretty, like,
oh, yeah,
very transparent.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it happens and it should happen. Yeah. And you know what? I'm very confident and secure in who I am. And are some conversations
dope.
Like meant to be kept in your household? Sure. But
well, we'll preface the podcast.
I mean, oh, please do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't mind being the person that's talking about it.
Everybody thinks I'm a pervert, though, because I don't mind talking about it. But most of my friends are like, shame, shame. Not shame, shame, like doing stuff, but shame, shame talking about it. I'm like, what?
But why?
Sex is from God.
I don't understand this. I don't get what's shameful. See, and the thing is, like,
I know,
if you're married and you have pregnant, oh, congratulations, like, you have a baby. Like, I'm so happy for you. This is a child from God. Well, let me tell you the work that went into getting this child, honey, okay?
A lot of sex.
You don't want to know about all that.
Yeah, that's, and, okay, another thing they were talking about in this podcast is the girl that was on the podcast, the Mommy and Daddy Time podcast, she's talking about how, you know, when people, like, oh, sex, like, like, you know, shock, like, whatever. That's because... they were brought up and being taught that, like, that's, you don't say that word. Like, even just the word sex. Like, you don't say it like that's, ooh, that's like, and it's, my family's guilty of it too. Mom, you listen to this? Like, if I like say that word, she's like, Jamin, like, like, you know, she's, so.
It just is something that I think that an older generation feels that shouldn't be on the mind of someone who isn't married, who can't even like really define what sex is.
And the,
but that's so not true.
Their intentions, I think, were good because
their of course.
Intentions are like, don't have sex before you get married. But sex is way more mysterious and enticing if you don't talk
that's
about
right.
it. And if it's like, ooh, like sex, like, wow. Like if it, or if just like, no, like, yeah, sex, like everybody wants to have sex, but you need to wait till you're married. Like if Cohen, like for me personally, if I would have been, not bashing on my parents, but like if I would have been more exposed to that in the right way from an early age,
maybe you like wouldn't have found porn.
I'm sure like you would have found
sure
it. Like you wouldn't have gotten into that, or and you wouldn't have messed around as much like like with my ex and stuff. I just feel like if they would have prefaced that better from the get-go, it wouldn't be like this thing. You know, that's what I encourage any, because I know we have some like young parents that listen to this. If you're listening to this, don't be afraid to have just to talk about sex and porn and masturbation and dudes and girls, like that needs to be talked about, because if not, there's going to be this mysterious factor.
I mean, there is, and people like not to
explore mysterious.
Well, yeah, and you're so right. And for me, back before, you know, I mean, even before I was married, like, I don't care who you are. If you are a straight man, you are attracted by like girl on girl, anything.
Oh yeah, it's hot.
Okay.
Now, guys on guys is disgusting. But do girls think guys on guys is disgusting?
Yeah.
See, that's what's weird.
Yeah.
It's like guys think, straight guys think that guys with guys is gross.
I mean.
And then straight girls think guys and guys is gross.
Only talk for myself.
But no, I've
guy
I've heard
on
that.
Guy for me, guy for guy on me. not like
two guys having sex in your opinion
doesn't do the job for me.
Yeah,
like even in the slightest.
But do you think girl on girl is hot to you?
Yeah.
See, that's weird. I know that's true. Like that is true.
Yeah.
Like,
so, but yeah. So that like that was like. I'd be at the bar and I'd take a body shot out of a girl's boobs, or like I'd make out with a girl or a girl. Like, I mean, nothing ever beyond like touching or kissing.
Yeah.
But doing it in the sense that like I knew that a guy was watching me do this and a guy was turned on by me.
And like you liked that.
I loved that. I loved the attention.
Were you drunk when you did this?
Sometimes not.
I love the fact, like, I love how transparent it is. Okay. This one is better than the last one did. Just saying. I think the first one almost like loosened us up to kind of like get this conversation. Anyways, that's cool.
It's not cool.
It's not cool, but it's I'm digging the transparency.
I mean, that's my story. And whether I be,
you gotta own it.
You have to own it. I mean, you can't be embarrassed of where you come from or the things that you've done.
Yeah.
You have to be true to what your story was and how where you are in your life now. You can change that. The things that you have done does not define who you are now or who you can be. And I don't say these things boastfully or proud by any means. Like my list, if you listen to the first podcast, my
plug. I like that.
Thank you.
There are going to be people that click on this that haven't listened to the previous one because they like the title better on this one.
I'm pretty good at this.
You're getting good. You need to start your own.
I think I might. This is pretty fun.
Yes.
So anyways, I did say my one regret, but I mean, my list of regrets is, miles long.
Miles long.
I mean, truly.
Yeah.
But that's what I did. That's who I was. That was my season.
Right.
And God loved me then, but now I know better. Now, I mean, those things would I do them now? Never.
I was like,
I'm like,
pause for a really long time.
I wanted to say, Hell no.
Hey, you can say that.
One, so I was going to be like H to the E to the double L, nah. Right? But absolutely not. That's not who I be, like, even in the slightest. But that doesn't mean that the temptation isn't there.
Oh, it'll always be there.
The temptation is always there, but I'm stronger now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, with all of that being said, I know, like, obviously there's in the Bible, it talks about, you know, they don't have sex before marriage. But that's one thing we talked about earlier. We're talking about, like, pornography specifically. Like, what's the equivalent to that in the Bible? It's not really, they didn't have magazines. They didn't have VHS or whatever the heck you, old people use. They didn't have, you know, they didn't have anything. And so what's the equivalent of that? And that's one thing Victoria and I were talking about. And I have a few verses pulled up here that kind of like, really, there's like one key word in most of these verses. And I'll read one off. It's 1 Corinthians 6:9. It says, or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither sexually immoral. Stop. So sexually immoral kind of covers just about like everything. There's not a word for it in the Bible because there's not a word for it in the Bible because it didn't exist. But immoral covers kind of all those bases because pornography, would you agree, is sexually immoral?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, so I mean, people try to talk about like, well, it doesn't say that specifically in the Bible. Like, you know,
you do know,
and that's cool because even like in the last podcast plug, listen to it. Just talking about how like you went to church and without knowing anything, you felt the Holy Spirit convict you.
Yeah.
So you can play stupid and like, wow, like at the end of the day, you know, like you are, everybody has some level of like, this isn't like the right thing.
Right. And even being totally 100% real with you guys, even after being saved in times where I have watch porn.
I've been saved my quote whole life.
Okay.
So mine's, well, that's sure. For me, right? Like, and I've been proclaiming to be a Christian, talking about, like, we're talking about how God's grace is so good. But, right. Like, I didn't talk about sin.
Mm-hmm. So. And that's the thing. The conversation is around sin, it's around a grace. Yeah. Plug to the first podcast.
And I think it also, like, I'm not making an excuse to why it took me, like, longer to, I guess, like, open up about it. But, like, you know, in youth and stuff back years ago, you know, youth pastor, Pastor Josh, you know, like, confess your sin. Like, I knew, like, I heard it all the time. Mm-hmm. And I knew, like, I was convicted and wanted to confess.
Mm-hmm.
Never did because I didn't come to, I guess I just didn't, I was too scared of the shame, of the judgment, of the fear. I never opened up about it, which made it harder for me to overcome the struggle
because
I never confessed my sins. And it took me getting to where I'm now, like, I don't, like, you know, my motto, I don't give a crap. Don't give a crap what people think. Now that I'm at that point, I don't have a problem with it.
And I hear you, but let's relate to the person who does give a crap. Try to put yourself in the shoes of the person who does give a crap. I think that's why you have the platform. I feel that. And I'm here for that. I'm the same way. But
no,
I think
I'm saying I never
related.
No, I never confessed when I felt like that.
Oh.
That, like, so for those of you that I can't be like, you got this. I can't personally say that because until I didn't give a crap, I never did confess.
Yeah.
So I really can't, I have no stance on, like, I can't tell you. I mean, I can relate to you in the fact that, yeah, you probably haven't confessed either.
Well,
whoever you are listening to this that still watches porn or still, or just likes dudes or whatever sucks. Now, I don't know what you do, but like, you probably still haven't confessed it.
Yeah.
That's my first guess.
Totally. I couldn't agree more. And I think that God has given you this platform to be able to be the person that someone could reach out to be like, hey, you know what? You don't give a crap, but I do. I do care. I care what people think about me. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think that just comes with age and it comes with experience and it comes with life just in general. Mm-hmm. You get to a certain point where you're just like, chuck it in the effort bucket. You don't.
I love that. Chuck it in the effort bucket.
Yeah. I mean, where you just.
Did you come up with that?
You know, you hear it sometimes.
But you kind of just owned it. Yeah, you owned
it. I think I'll own it. Yeah, you own it. I think I'll take it. Chuck it in the effort bucket. Don't. Just let it go. And you know what? If you can't,
Yeah.
At least know who you can say it to, mm-hmm. and it's to the Lord.
Stuff like this, I wouldn't. Okay, we're putting on a podcast, yes. But yeah. Like, to the average.
It's not a casual conversation.
Not saying we're better than anybody, but to the average person, you don't have to, like, attention, everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, that's. It is meant to be a little more like personal conversation.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Most of y'all don't have a podcast that you're, you confess to a few people. That's, you go deep with a few. That's mm-hmm. how you're going to really, that's, you're going to get the most out of all of this. If you go deep with a few versus, wide with a lot or shallow with a lot.
Right. Shallow. Yeah. And that's, I think that just comes, like I said, with time. My circle is small, but my circle is deep. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people that I surround myself with, I'm sure you've said this before, at least heard it, but like you become like the five people that mm-hmm. you surround yourself
with. Jim Rohn or somebody like that. Yeah.
And I fully believe that. And mm-hmm. and sometimes it comes in seasons mm-hmm. where it's not always going to be the same five people. And I think that you have to be willing to grow out of that, to maybe love somebody but run with them at a different time or a different speed. And I feel like even doing this, like with you, like our relationship,
you just entered my inner circle. You did.
I'm in your inner circle.
Like, I don't, like,
you would put me in your close friends on your Instagram.
Oh man, happy all that still hasn't subscribed to my channel, frick you. But no, like, I mean, we're like close, but I think after this, because I don't think they realize, like, this is the first time we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Which is, that's cool, though, because we're not, like, saying something that we are not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, and I never want to be like that. I never want to be that person mm-hmm. that can sit here and talk about something that I haven't done or haven't mm-hmm. been through. Someone might never, ever be able to relate to my story, but if you get one little nugget from my, and this is the thing. I'm out of my comfort zone right now, but I'm not uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Like my comfort zone, I don't even think that like that exists for me anymore because I'm so willing to just be that voice maybe for somebody who hasn't been able to take it, the conversation to the next level. Mm-hmm. So if you can relate to me on any kind of level at all whatsoever, you know, I am more than welcome, I'm more than ready to be that person to take the conversation to the next place mm-hmm. so that you can almost in the shadow feel relief, feel like you can, like maybe you could talk about this to somebody.
Builds your confidence too.
Absolutely.
Because in the last podcast talking about like, go confess your sins to someone,
mm-hmm.
which if you haven't done that, frick you, go do it. But next time it'll be a little bit easier.
It will. And it, you don't have to be somebody who can sit here on a podcast and openly tell your story. That's not for everybody.
No.
It's really not.
No, no, no.
And
I couldn't
you know
have done
what?
This either, like, even a year ago.
But that's okay. But look how much you've grown
right.
in the past year. Because, and I mean, I don't know. It's exciting and it's invigorating to be a part of this, to be, you know, to use my past and my mistakes as someone's gateway to maybe be like, okay, I can kind of start the conversation. I might not know who to start it with, but it's
Victoria
okay
James
to
Starnes.
Talk about. That's right. At V Richtown. Hey, have the conversation with me. I love to hear people's story. And I think that's what makes me, you know, relatable to people is that I am more than ready to sit down and have the conversation and hear somebody out and not hear somebody out in the way to where I'm going to instantly have something to respond to. But I think it's such a powerful tool to mm-hmm. have like on your belt to be a good listener, not somebody even like have something to say back. But if you can, if you're somebody who can just listen, man, I love
That's
you.
All you need.
Man, I love you.
Guys, take notes. Just listen.
Yeah.
All you got to do is
listen.
Not
even men, but just like, I am full on. I'm all ears for whoever
And you're all
to talk.
Mouth too.
Sometimes.
You talk a lot.
You think I talk
a
lot?
You do. But I talk a lot too.
You
but it's
kind
of cool because we've listened to each other.
I think so. I listen to you. Listen. I'm trying to understand you.
Understand me.
I
think that you feel like you know me, but you don't know me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do people know your story?
That's
do people really know
well,
your story?
Well, see, that part of my story, that's that we've talked about that. I mean, there's a lot to my story that's like, it's kind of hard to just put it all together.
Put it
together.
On a 56-minute podcast.
Yeah, like, so people know parts, but they don't know, like everything.
See, and
so,
I want to know everything about right. everybody. I want to know mm-hmm. your nitty-gritty. I want to know, like, the stuff that makes you tick, the stuff that yeah. makes your toes curl, the stuff that you love. I want to know it all.
You like to go deep with people. That's good.
I hate surface level. If I can't go deep with you,
mm-hmm. frick it.
Chuck it in the effort bucket.
You know what? We're going to end the podcast right there. Chunk it in the effort bucket. I love it. Guys, if you got something out of this conversation, which every single person did, so you'd be lying to yourself. If you don't take the challenge, we're going to do the challenge again, right?
Yeah, I love the challenge.
What's the call to action? Because last time it was confess your biggest sin. We should have said that for this, but.
Yeah. Call to action.
You pick the call to action this time.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Nothing like pressure. Call to action.
Call to action. Mm. Challenge someone. Make them, push them past their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Silence is good, by the way.
Sometimes silence is good.
We'll bask in some silence until you figure it out.
Man. What would be a good challenge for somebody? I don't know. Maybe if you have a relationship that you are still holding on to and you know that it is potentially toxic. And I know that has nothing to do with what we've talked about.
Are you feeling it though?
I'm feeling it a little bit.
Well, there you go.
If someone is really toxic to you, you know what?
People listen to this.
It's time for you to have that conversation with them and say that you might have been in my life for a season, for a reason, for whatever. But if someone is toxic in your life, that conversation needs to be had so that you can move forward. I don't know what that conversation might look like for you, but I challenge you that if there is someone who is just so emotionally and mentally draining to you, you need to chuck them in the effort bucket.
Yeah. So not even like not, we're not even talking about like just romantic, like boyfriend,
no.
relationship
yep.
that is draining you.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. I don't know who needs to hear that. The Lord just put that on my heart, but
yeah, that's really good. I feel that too. Cause
yeah.
and a lot of people think that's either they'll take like that's mean or like that's selfish of me. Like,
it's not.
No.
What's selfish is for you to be someone who can be all in for somebody who is giving you nothing in return. And I've had several people in my life who have always needed me to be there for them, but never been there for me in return.
Can't do it.
And I match effort with effort 100%. And if you have somebody in your life who cannot match that, man, you gotta let it go.
Yeah,
you gotta let it go.
That's good. Take action, right? There's your call to action. Okay, find one person. Every single person listening to this has that. Find one person that is draining you, and chunk it in the effort bucket.
Yeah,
I can't even say it.
Chuck it in the effort bucket.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, Victoria, again, where can they find you? Where can they talk and chat?
Yeah, you can find me.
Sex life.
Oh, yes. I love.
Love a good sex life.
I love talking about sex.
Yep. Me too, actually. But then when I say that, people think I'm a pervert.
See, it's not.
People.
You can find me at VRichTown on Instagram. And I'm, you know what, I'm on Facebook, whatever. You can stalk me. It's fine.
And guys, as always, you can find me at Jabin Starnes everywhere. DM me. I want to hear. I want to hear about how this challenge goes, right? So when you take call to action, I want you to DM me what you did.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it, and it might be featured on the next episode. We may mention it. So appreciate you guys. Love you. Victoria loves you as well again.
Yep. And I love you, Babin Starnes.
What's your nickname?
VRichTown.
That's Babin. You're the only person who calls me Babin. So
Babin.
What's yours?
You got to make it up. Vicky?
No. That's Vicky.
Yeah, I hate Vicky.
I'll figure one out later. But it's 1 a.m. I've got an early morning. Victoria's
going
to sleep in probably. But yeah, guys. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.